Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been talking about the return of the prodigals. God is calling to prodigal sons and daughters all over the world to come back to Father's house. If you are someone who has a loved one who is a prodigal, far from God, living the lifestyle of wasteful living, pursuing his or her own lustful pleasures, and your heart has been broken over their wanderings far from God, I want to encourage you today that God is calling to your prodigal. You may not see a single sign of it, but God is working nonetheless. He loves the prodigal. In Luke chapter 15, in the Amplified Translation, we find the story told this way. Now the tax collectors and notorious and especially wicked sinners were all coming near to Jesus to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes kept muttering and indignantly complaining, saying, "This man accepts and receives and welcomes preeminently wicked sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. And I'm going to skip now to verse 11. And he said, "There was a certain man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the part of the property that falls to me.' And he divided this estate between them. And not many days after that, the younger son gathered up all he had and journeyed into a distant country. And there he wasted his fortune in reckless and loose from restraint living. And when he had spent all that he had, a mighty famine came upon that country, and he began to fall behind and be in want. So he went and forced himself upon one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed hogs. And he would have gladly fed and filled his belly with the carob pods that the hogs were eating, but they could not satisfy his hunger, and nobody gave him anything better. Then when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father have food enough, even food to spare? But I am perishing, dying here of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and came to his own father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with pity and tenderness for him. And he ran and embraced him and kissed him fervently. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. I no longer deserve to be recognized as a son of yours.' But the father said to his bondservants, 'Bring quickly the best robe, the festive robe of honor, and put it on him, and give him a ring for his hand and sandals for his feet. And bring out that wheat-fattened calf and kill it, and let us revel and feast and be happy and make merry. Because this, my son, was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to revel and feast and make merry." This story shows the heart of the Heavenly Father for those who have wandered away from the love of God and plunged into lifestyles of sin and wickedness. If you have a loved one who is a prodigal, no matter what stage in life they may be in, God is longing to bring them home. Our part when we have a loved one who's a prodigal is to stand in faith, praying and believing for God's touch and his hand and his restoration of that individual. Yesterday we talked about some important steps when we are praying for a prodigal loved one. The first step was very simple: to confess any unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentment that we might be holding in our hearts toward the prodigal. Maybe your prodigal son or daughter, grandchild, parent, or spouse has brought great heartache into your family. Resentment will be right at your doorstep, and it will block you from being able to pray effectively for your prodigal. Or you may be very angry with those that you believe have influenced your prodigal into the lifestyle that he or she is currently pursuing. Bitterness towards any person will block your relationship with God and your prayers from being answered. Confess any unforgiveness or bitterness, resentment, anger, or hatred so that you remove that barrier to answered prayer. The second step we talked about was to let go of pride. Sometimes when we have a prodigal in our life, it's embarrassing. The activities they begin to pursue, perhaps a lifestyle of homosexuality, or perhaps your prodigal's in jail, and it is embarrassing to you. It's shameful to your family. And yet pride in any of its forms, embarrassment and the like, will be a hindrance to answered prayer. Unconfessed sin is always a hindrance to answered prayer. Confess any pride that you have. Perhaps you've been hiding the fact that your son or daughter has pursued a prodigal lifestyle, and you haven't even told your pastor and asked for prayer. Confess that pride to the Lord as sin, and don't let Satan trap you into being isolated and without help in prayer, without prayer warriors to stand with you, without people who know how to pray, intercessors, from taking up this burden and praying with you for deliverance of your prodigal loved one. The third step is to surrender your prodigal into the hands of God and to stop interfering by rescuing or covering up for them. That will certainly block your prodigal from coming to a place where they're ready to turn to the Lord. The vital step that I want to reiterate today is the fourth step, the importance of praying the Word of God when you are praying for your prodigal loved one. God says to us in Isaiah chapter 1 that we're to put him into remembrance. We're to bring his word and remind God of his promises. That is what we're invited to do. Throughout the word of God, we see the exhortation from God's own mouth that we are to ask, that we are to seek, that we are to knock, and it will be open to us. It will be given to us. God wants you to pray for your prodigal, to ask for his deliverance, his healing, his restoration. He loves it when we pray his word, when we put in him into remembrance of what he has said. God isn't offended by you saying, "Father, you said in your word," any more than a little child coming to his daddy, "Daddy, you promised to take me to the park today." A good father's not going to backhand that child. He's going to respond and say, "Yes, I did promise. Let's go." Because that father loves to see that his child believes and trusts in his word. God wants you to take the promises of God's word and bring them before him and pray them with regard to your prodigal loved one. There are repeated incidences in scripture where God promised that the entire household would be saved. You see the account of Lydia in the book of Acts, and her whole household was saved. You see the jailer in the book of Acts when Paul and Silas were in jail, and his whole household was saved. It's God's will that an entire family be serving God together. You can say, "Lord, you're not a respecter of persons. Your word has taught me that. So I pray that you will bring my prodigal home." Take God's word and pray it over your prodigal. For example, one parent of a prodigal child found the scripture Isaiah 57:18 and 19 as a great encouragement and a lifeline of hope. And it says this, and it's God saying this, and imagine about your prodigal, "I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will guide him and restore comfort to him, creating praise on the lips of the mourners." When you have a prodigal in your life, you mourn over the sin and the degradation and the bondage that you see. But God says He'll create praise on the lips of the mourners because He's seen the prodigal's ways and He will heal him. He will guide that prodigal and He'll restore comfort to him. Pray the word of God over your prodigal. Another excellent way to pray the word of God is to take Isaiah chapter 55, where it says, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, then it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, and but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." Here is an excellent way to pray. Say, "Lord, you said that your word that went forth from your mouth would not return void, that it would accomplish and prosper in the thing that you sent it forth for. My prodigal has heard the word of God. Bring that seed back up in his or her mind. Remind him of the scriptures he learned as a child. Put into remembrance in her mind when she's sleeping at night the Bible stories, the promises, the hymns that spoke of the hope and promise of God. Bring those things to his or her remembrance. There have been many prodigals who have recounted that in their lowest moments, a verse of scripture that they memorized in Sunday school suddenly brought hope that they could be delivered from their bondage. Pray the word of God and say to the Lord, "You said your word would not return void. Bring that word that's in him. Bring that seed that's been planted in her. Bring it back up to her remembrance and bring forth the fruit of it so that my prodigal will come back to you."
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.